the Parshias. It's the very first time we ever had one on Parshas Eken. Because always that was the week that I wasn't here. So this is the first one for Parshas Eken in 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. You're by Mitzvah Parsha?
Yes.
Oh, there.
We would have brought a birthday cake, Joe.
Don't ask me, Delane.
Don't ask you. That makes two of us.
Oh, also?
Birthday, yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Happy birthday. The kind of lady we need is strong.
Actually, yes.
It's the 60th
Okay.
No.
So in this week's parsha, we have a very chashuv mitzvah that we do. Many of us do it every single day, benching. And I just want to be makdim something about benching, about the chashivas of benching. Because there's many mitzvahs in the Torah that people could say, I'm not so holding by it, a person can say, I'm not holding by grace of madrigas of having big kavanah when I say Shema, or when I, and so on and so on. But everybody enjoys food. So minimum...
Some more than others.
But everybody enjoys food. And everybody should feel, achiv, at least they should say a good thank you to the Rebbeinu Shalalem on food. And it says in the Chinuch, the mitzvah benching, that a person, he says, kibalti meraboisai, that a person who is makbid to bench with proper kavana will always be misparnas bekavod, will always have parnasa bekavod if a person benches with kavana. And I'll just mention a maise with Rev Moshe Aaron Stern's sister. She used to daven slow. She used to bench slowly. It took her sometimes up to 15 minutes of benching, just every word slowly. And the Hermans, they were into dreams. They always got dreams. All for the boss. And so Moshe Aaron, that's the same family. So she got a dream in a real old age already. She couldn't read anymore. She was so old. Her father came, Yat Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman. He says, you're benching very, very nicely. But there are two words that you're missing. You're skipping two words. But she couldn't read anymore. So she called in Moshe Aaron, Rabbi Moshe Aaron, that was her
nephew,
and she said, I'm going to say, the benching, and you sit here, and you find the words. And there were two words in Rachem No that she sketched, and he corrected her. She got her two words. And
she answered.
Yeah, I don't think it was two mock of words, I don't think. It was like Reinu, Zuneinu, Parnaseinu, she probably, I don't know. That's the end. That's a good end. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, okay. So now, getting to the halacha part of things, start off with the Mishnah first. We'll start off like this. The Mishnah is that Rabbi Gamliel says that we need to bench for the whole Shiva Samina, not just for bread, for Chita, Soyer, Geffen, Tein, or Rima, and all that. And we don't hold like him. We hold like the Chachamim that on the rest of the Shiva Saminim, you just say Alamichia. Then on bread, you say bench. Where does the Machlekes come from? From the Pasuk in the Parsha. Because it says, Eretz, Chita, Soyer, Tena, Geffen, Rima, and Eretz, Zeis, Shem, and Dvosh. Eretz, Asher, Loi, B'miskenu, Steicha, Ba'alechem, Loi, Sach, Sar, Kor, Bo, Eretz, Asher, Avonea, Barzul, Mi'achareo, Tachtzev, Nechayishas, Ve'achalta, Ve'savato, Ve'achtas, Hashem, Alekecha. So Rav Gamliel makes one long thing. So it said all the things there, chita and seir and lechem and all that. So that's the Rav Gamliel. And the Chachamim said no, but it says it in two parts, because it says first chita seir, then it says eretz asher loy b'miskein is teicha ba lechem ve'achaltem savote ve'irachta. So eretz hifsika inyan. So memela it only goes on the bread and it doesn't go back on the shiva samin. So that's what we hold like the Rabbanan. But there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Does that mean that we're saying that only benching is deraisa and alamichya is only tekanah derabanan? Because really, the pasuk of uvechalta v'savata v'achta only is right next to lechem. Or is the pshat No, Avada, we hold that the pasuk of Achata v'Savata v'Yachta goes back on the benching, and also goes back on the Alamichya. But the Chachamim are saying, since the Torah divided into two groups, Shema Mino, they're not exactly the same. So the difference is, here you say Azah, Nusach, a short one, a main Shalosh, and here you do the whole Shalosh. So the tour with the Ritva, Paskin, that Alamichya is Deraisa, and the Rambam and the Smag, Paskin, Alamichya is Derbanan. And in Shulchan Aruch, you see we go with the Rambam and the Smag, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Tes, that any time a person is mesupik, if he did say it or he didn't say it, we always go lekula, except for benching the on bread, which is a deraisa, suffik deraisa lechumer. So all the paskim down to the Mishnah Berurah say, Shema Amina from here, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that only bread is deraisa, and alamichya is derbanan, but the Mishnah Berurah writes, that means that when you have a suffix on anything besides for bread and you don't remember if you said it or you didn't say it, you shouldn't say it over. But the Mishnah Berurah says, since harbei rishonim are machmir that al mechiz and the rice, it's better to eat again, to try to eat another, and then make al mechiz. That's the Mishnah Berurah.
But do you make
another? Well, eat again. You can make a bracha rishonim because you're done. You have sechadas. You don't want to eat anymore. Then you realize.
So that means the Shemur is not surveyor. Makes a matzi is not surveyor. There it's a
derabana.
So he's suffix. He doesn't stay mentioning.
True. So kal v'chomer if he wasn't surveyor of a piece of cake or anything else or te'inim or imoinim, for sure it's a derabana. That's poshut the vade will be a derabana. But if he was surveyor, so there you have this thing. Okay, so that's the background. So it comes out that la halacha lemaise, the ikar is that benching is the raisa, and al michya mikra din is really drabanon. Fine, makom lahachmir, but mikra din it's drabon. Now the big question, there's two big questions I want to go on to tonight. First one, what if a person says al michya by mistake when he was really supposed to bench? Okay, so you say, oh, it's not shchiach. It is pretty shchiach. Okay, first of all, it could be sam shchiach. But I'll tell you where it's very shchiach.
I would say the opposite. You could eat so much cake that you're chayav to bench sometimes.
Okay, that could happen.
I mean, spaghetti, things.
But also, there's a lot of things where, unfortunately, a lot of people go around thinking they can make alamichya, and it's not really, it's very, very, very shvach. The pashtus that's really bread, and they call it mezainis. There's a lot of these kind of things. So how ma'akev is it? If a person says ala michya b'diavad and he was supposed to bench, what's it then? Okay, so we'll start like this. I saw one sefer, I'm not going to say which sefer, says it's no shaila, it's a befeish ritva. The ritva has a shaila. It's right in the Ritva. You look in Brachos Daf Mem Dalet. He says, "Yertzim diavid." Okay, same behind the Ritva. Yeah, but you have to look at the whole piece. You can't just read the one line. It says in the Ritva why. He says the reason is because he says I hold that al michya is derais. Memela, the Ritva is talking himself. Memela, you see that the Torah itself is saying that al-michya is good enough. So memela, the whole thing that we do benching with three whole brachas is got to be a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. Because really al-michya, so memela, that's his mekor.
I understand that.
It's not muchach, you're saying.
It's not muchach.
Not muchach.
The fact that the Torah says
split it into two groups.
You have to do it differently.
Yeah, true. So I could have said what you're saying. He says, no, if lemaise, all of the groups are being mekayim, what it says at the end there, we're going to have to say that the Torah is only dividing it le'inyan mitzvah min ha-muvchar. It's not mistaber to him that like the Torah is totally dividing it and then saying on both of them, that's his chiddush. But das lenov v'nokol, that you can only use that ritva if al michi is a deraisa. But we don't hold that way. We don't hold that al michi is a deraisa. We hold al michi is a derabbanan. So you cannot just zazoi bring the ritva and just pass him with that ritva so fast. Okay, so now we'll go through the achrayim, like the chayodam and the early achrayim, what they want to say. There's three main reasons why kama achrayim say you're not yotze. The first we'll do is the chayodam. Chayodam says, avada, you're not yotze. Because the din is, we have a drush in the Gemara, that there's a chiv to make three brachas when you eat bread. And the Gemara darshins v'ochalta v'savata uveirachta Hashem alekecha zu birkas hazan. That's hazan asayilam. Al ha'oritz, from the word al ha'oritz, zu birkas ha'oritz. And hatoiva is zu Yerushalayim shenemar ha'or hatoiva zeva halavon. So you have to make three brachas. If you made al mich, how can you be yoit? That's what he says. Now, as far as that taina, he was machnis himself into a machlekes rishayim. Why? Because there is a beferish in Gemara, a Mishnah even, I think it is, in the second parak in Brachas, that workers, payalim, right, in those days, were expected to work every second. So they were mako for them that they just say hazan, and then they put the rest of benching into one bracha together. Right? And they don't even say ha'tev ha'metev at all. They just say a short, condensed neid alecha together with rachim in one bracha together. So taisvis frekta kashraf them, but it's a deraisa here. How can you do that? You have to make three brachas. So taisvis says yesh koyach biar chachamim lakar davar min atayv. So from taisvis you mamish see like the chayyadam. That it's mamish, you're mamish not mekayim the deraisa if you don't say all three brachas separately, and they were oiker adav min atayr for these workers. It was an unbelievable zach how Chazal did that. They were oiker adav min atayr for this.
Is it pshat you have to say three brachas, or you have to mention these things?
Very good. So the Magen Avraham, this is mamish, what you're asking is the Magen Avraham mamish says. He says, but I think that even though that's what Tosis answered, but if you look in Rashi, he says, it's Masha Rashi says your answer. That means the Raisa, you have to mention the three things, the Hazan, the Ha'aretz, and the Yerushalayim. But you can do it in one bracha. The Raisa, you can do it in one bracha. The Rabbanan are the ones that made it into three brachas.
Why did they do it in the case of Payal, if Rashi is correct, even according to Tosis, why did they...
Do one and two.
One and then
it looks like, I guess, because they wanted to have a special bracha still for food, I guess. Since that's
maybe
the acre.
You see from that the first bracha is...
So the Rambam, there's a third answer. That would be good. I hear your thing, Mamish is good for the Rambam. The Beis Yosef says that the Rambam has his own teretz. The Rambam's teretz is that the whole thing of those drushes are all teretz of Toiv is all the Rabbanans. Midraisa, you just need to say Azon until Azon is a koya. The rest is Tamazoy Midrabon.
And the Gemara says
that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin. Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin Hazon when the Mun came down. And Yeshua was Misakin. When they came to the Oretz. Okay, so according to the Rambam, that's very good what you were just Meir, right? That's why the first bracha you leave as it is, because that's the real Deraisa. And the rest, they were Mako for them to make faster. You're talking about before Yeshua, what did they do?
Well, Yeshua, before David,
you mean it's interesting. You're saying if it's a deraisa, it couldn't be that you had a deraisa to thank Hashem for the arts before he gave you the arts, probably. So you're saying it's like a funny kind of deraisa, taka, like as things happened, it became a deraisa.
Sure.
It's a good, another smach for the Rambam, that it's all derabanan. According to the others, it comes out funny thing, like it became more deraisa as things happened. That's for sure the Rambam. It's the fourth brachah of bread. That's for sure the Rambam. So now, comes out like this, what the Chayyadim said is not a milsa dipshita. The Chayyadim said, that avar al michi is puzzle, midaraisa it's puzzle, because you didn't do three brachas. That's taisvus. But the Mishnah Berura doesn't bring Taisus. The Mishnah Berura by Payalim brings Rashi. He says, because Midaraisa, you just have to say it in one bracha. And Midrabanan, they made it in three brachas. Izoi bezoi, that it's only Midrabanan, you cannot be so sure anymore. I mean, it's not, you can't, it's not Mukhra, but it could be that maybe B'diyavid, if you did it in one, it's good. Okay, so that's the first taina of the Chayim. The second taina of the Eli Rabbah. The Eli Rabbah has a different reason. He says you're not Yotze either if you made Almich. He says like this. He bases himself on a din in Hilchas Friday night of Mogen Ovis Bidvar. We know that the Chazan makes a fast Chazaras Hashatz Friday night. So what if a Yochid decided to take that route? Instead of saying the whole Friday night Shemoneh Esrei, he just said Magen Avos. He did the same thing what the Chazan does. So the Torah brings two deis about it. And the Torah's first day says, Zichr not good. Because you cannot do Me'ein Sheva, you have to do Sheva. And if you do main Sheva, it's Mishanami Matbea Shatam Chachamim. It's only a special thing for the Shabbos. And then the Torah brings, I think, Rav Natru Noigoin, or Saw, I forgot who, said, no, if you did Me'ein Sheva, the Diavid, it's good. So the base Yosef says, why is it good? Ay, L'chor is Mishanami Matbea Shatam Chachamim. So like the base Yosef, Tfilas Arabis is anyways Rishus. So since the whole thing is a Rishus in the first place, we're not so makfid li'kuva on Mishan Mimatviya Shatav HaChacham. So Zok Be'eli Rabbah for... Well, if they let you, if they say, if they authorize it, they authorize it. Here, the guy has no authorization to do Me'ein Sheva.
Because they were misakin that in certain circumstances
you could say Me'ein Sheva. Yeah.
So that's part of the takana.
There's
never any takana for Me'ein Sheva.
For Me'ein Sheva, except for the Chazar Sashat. So, yeah. So, Rabbi Shema Mina from here, that if a person does a Me'ein when he was supposed to do the real brachas, it's makiv doesn't work. And the only machlekes is here by Meir, which is the Rishos. Memelos are there, if a guy went ahead and said, Me'ein Shalosh, when he was supposed to really say Shalosh, it won't work. So that's his. Now.
Hey, what's the right? This is a makbeish.
Oh. L'chair, it's not a clear right, right? L'chaira, you could ding zach on his right. Because by main sheva, taka, where they only made it for a chazor sashatz, so everyone says, it's not for a yochid to use. But over here, where they made main shalosh for every person,
not for this tzorech.
Right. Is the, okay, I hear. It's mamish the same?
Because it is my bear. Because
it's not for bread.
For shots.
For that reason, for
So you're saying Mali, shots, yes. And yachid, Mali, bread, and pears. Okay. I hear. I'll give you another question, then maybe we'll see how to work. If a guy said Shahakal when he's supposed to say Mizainis, he is Yaitse. So he was Mishanim at Vesh Tav Chachamim. Because it says in the Gemara it's good.
It works, right.
Okay, so what's going on?
Would you have the same thing the other way? Because if somebody's supposed to say Yaitse, he says the first bracha of benching is also Yaitse.
That's true.
So that's also, you see, the matbeah is starting to
change. You mean, so why don't we bring a rye from there? Mm-hmm. Maybe bring a rye from there. That you can, just like you go from al-michia to benching, you can go from benching to al-michia.
Yeah, but like the Rambam, you know, that's b'chlal. Or again, if the ikur benching is the first bracha, that will cover anything under any
circumstances. But who says? It's not supposed to be for pretzels.
Because that's the most... elaborate.
Most chashev, like the Mosaim could cover the money.
Right.
But maybe a money can't cover a Mosaim.
Right.
I hear, okay, it doesn't sound so muchach anymore.
Let's say the shots gets up after
and says the whole
thing. Says the whole Bible, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you say? Yahtzee Sigmar and others again? Of course not.
Probably not. Yeah.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be sure.
What?
But
why?
I would never.
Because any Amoris Sabasada that came in and heard the whole shots, heard the whole davening.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
that's the point of making it short. I guess maybe one of the main things you would have to think about is like this. You're saying like this. Just like you say, Mali shots, Mali tzibur, Mali bread, Mali mezainis, right? By the shots that they made this whole special thing of Me'ein Sheva, Hogufa time boy, right? Why did they make a special Me'ein Sheva by a shots? So, I don't remember now Baal Peh. I know that I was told that there's a Machlekes Rishonim on that itself. But one teretz, I think, was because the whole thing, really, they don't have Chazor Shatz by Meyer the whole week.
Right.
So they made the whole thing because it was a sakana, because there were a lot of people that used to come Friday nights. And they wanted to make it a little longer, so they made something.
That's like the Baruch Hashem Le'olam
HaMein. Something like Baruch Hashem Le'olam HaMein. So if you say that that's pshat, then I for sure hear that you can divide. The pshat is, that's a special thing. That's what we mean by shatz. It's not just I'm shatz. That's a special thing that they made just for the shots. You know, nobody else can use that. That's not a real normal Shemoneh Esrei, right? Vashenke and Alamichi and benching
are more related,
perhaps. Okay, Yesh Leish La'ayin on the Eli Rabba's thing, but that's what the Eli Rabba says, that he holds it is a problem. Now, let's ask Akasha on Eli Rabba. Eli Rabba, you're Keneged the Ritva. Because the Ritva said, "Beferish, you are Yotze B'diev."
Yep.
Meaning like this, you see, there's the Ritva. We'll say Kosins, they're both the Raisa, so that really makes them close. That's why it's for sure close enough to not be a Mishan. But we hold that this benching is the Raisa and Halamichi is the Rabbanon. Maybe that makes them a little further apart. That's why you can't really prove. Fine. Then comes the third reason why it shouldn't work, why Alamichia should not work, b'di'evid, which is like this. There's a Befeir Shigemara on Daf Memtes. We pass in L'Halacha L'Maisa and Shulchan Aruch. Anybody who skips out Al Brischa Shechasamta Bibsareinu or Al Teruscha Shalimaratanu is not Yotze benching. And he has to bench the whole benching over. So, Oy Bezoy, it's Pshita Mamish. That if you say Al-Michi, you're not Yoytze, because you don't say Brischa and you don't say Teiraschah. L'chayr, it's Pasha, you shouldn't be Yoytze. You'll say, oh, that's a Kasha and the Ritva. The Ritva said you are Yoytze. Not true. The Ritva says on that Gemara that Lo Yotzos Lav Davka. The Ritva says, we find a few places in Shas that it says Lo Yotze Dechevaso, it just means Lo Yotze Kemoyshe Tzorich.
Like Rabban
Gamliel. Right. So Mimele, the Ritva's covered. But Shulchan Aruch paskins it. Mamish like Beferish. In Simon Kuf Pezai, Mi Shaloi Omar, these things, Machziri Nois, you have to say bench over again. So L'chayra, that's the end of it. L'chayra should zikr be that you have to say over. But
yeah, maybe
there's
maybe
still a Hatzol on it. It's not Mukh. Yeah.
It's only if you bench you have to say those things. If you say Alamichi, you don't.
Oh, very good. So I'm Mamish going to say what you're saying with a little Hasbir also. Like this. The Chai Yodam said, it's brought in Mishnah Berurah. Chai Yodam says, what if you can't remember if you said Al Brischa Shechasamta? Misafik. Do you bench over Misafik? Zog the Chai Yodam Avada, yes. Because Brischa is Deraisa and Teraschah is Deraisa. And we know the Klal, Safik Deraisa, you have to bench over. Where does it say it's a Deraisa? It's a Taisvis in Brachas Tavchav. That Tosfos says over there that ladies are potter from benching because they aren't included in Brischa and they're not in Teiruscha. So you see Tosfos Mamish making the rice on it. Zok the Be'er Halacha Ichalt Nishtazoi. Taka maybe Tosfos, yeah. But Rav Rishonim say not like Tosfos, and he brings down the Ra'ah and more Rishonim that Brischa and Teiruscha is a Rabbanan Zach, not a Deraisa.
Because it's not in the Pasuk.
It's not any pasuk. It's takanat a pasuk. The whole thing where you know brischa and teruscha, Rashi says, is because since we know you have to say aretz, and the reason we were zoicha to aretz is because of bris, because Rashi brings in Parshas Lech Lecha that after Avram got a bris, Hashem said, "I'll give you the aretz," and also Torah also brought us to the aretz, so you have to say it. So that doesn't have to be a deraisa; it could be a derabbanan. So Meir Lacha says, I hold it's a derabbanan, and Memela I hold that if you're mesupik, if you said it, do not bench over. Is im kain, then afgamina is mamish this thing. Let's say, can a person be yaitze with alamichya? So according to the Chayyadam, avaranat, it's a chiv deraisa that you have to say, brisen taira, and if you don't say this chiv deraisa, you're not going to be yaitze, you're not going to be yaitze. So according to Chayyadam, it's pashit, you can't be yaitze. But according to the Mishnah Brewer, that brisen taira is only a derabbanan. So in Cain, we could say like this. Bris and Taira is part of the Matbea. And if you miss out the main thing in the Matbea, you're Meshavim Matbea Shetav HaChachamim, you're not Yoitze. But if you say Ala Michya, so there is no Bris and Taira in there. So over there, you're not being Meshane. Well, I mean, you're as Meshane as saying the whole Ala Michya is Meshane. And if you're going to tell me that the whole Amichya is not so bad because they're related enough that they're like Shehakol with Mizoinus, so then the fact that you skipped out Bris and Torah isn't going to make much of a difference. Mali, a little Mishana, Mali, a more Mishana. So Mimela, at the end of the day, you can squeeze through all three Tainus and you could say that Al Amichya is good B'diyah. Okay, so let's wrap it up again what happened here. We had three Tainus Li'ikuva against Alamichya. First of all, you're mechuyif to say three brachas. So on that we got out of it, we'll say that itself is only a drabbanon. And memeila b'diavid, if you say it together, maybe it's good. The second taina was your stam mishana mimatbeah shetavu chachamim. Ulai, it's not such a big mishana to go from bench, since both were things that they were tavu chachamim. So maybe we should be medame more to like shahakol and mizoinis. It's not like main Sheva, which is like a special thing, only a special kula for a chazan. The third taina was, you skipped out Bris and Taira. That itself is only a matbeah. So Mamela, there is a makam to say that if you said Ala Michya, you are Yotze B'dievet. So, yeah.
When you say Shehakol on a Mazonis, the language that you're using is still appropriate. It's not with Chacham or Gezer, the Nusra of them, but it's still appropriate, what you're actually saying. If you hold it, you need,
benching.
In benching the two.
Instead I said.
Bris and Torah.
Oh, yeah.
You're not covering that. The words themselves are not covering that subject matter.
You're saying maybe it's worse if the Chachamim want you davke to say a matbea which has bris and Torah in
right,
it,
you're not covering it. When you sing shehakol yevidvari, the words themselves are covering the subject matter.
Even they wanted you to be more specific.
Right. Okay. Fine. But so it's not the nusach. But
at least you covered it in a general way.
Right.
But here you skipped out something you wanted you to say.
Right. You're not. So maybe you're not mentioning it at all. There's no.
Maybe it's worse. Mm-hmm. You totally didn't say what they wanted you to say. That was important.
You can't make a mezainis on you can't make. Can you make be yitzer shahakol on a mezainis?
Yeah, but I mean, if you say shahakol,
no, mezainis.
Yeah, you grab it. Same idea though. At least you generally covered. Here you totally skipped out bris and taira.
It made a perpreates on water.
Right.
Perpreates on water.
Right, of course. That's for sure. No. Okay, but there it's worse. That's even too bad. That's too bad. Here you're saying. Maybe if they want you to say something and you didn't say it, you can't be yaitze. I have to think if I could find an example for you where, but I hear it is a chilek.
One's the nosach, and the other one is
you
the
missed
actual
things
subject,
that you didn't say.
What is the matbea? Is the matbea a mention? Or is the matbea how far are you going with matbea?
Right. And is that something they want you to say that thing? And if you don't say it, I hear. So I don't know. It's a good heart what you say. So the bottom line is, we just said, the Chayei Adam said, you're not Yoitze. The Ayeli Rabba held, you're not Yoitze. The Yabia Oimer Paskins, though, you are Yoitze. I don't remember all the names. Now I didn't look it up again inside. He brings many Svarim, not so Ashkenaz, the ones that I'm used to, but he brings Svarim, and he wants to say, you are Yoitze. And I saw Rabbi Yoshiv says, you have to be Machmer that you weren't Yoitze. So Memela, what you should do is, you should eat some more bread. That's what he
owns. You wash again?
You're going to have to wash again.
Because
you already said Al Michias, you think you're done. And he holds you should be Machmer that you weren't Yoitze. That's what he held. So that's the first part of this Shmuz. Now comes the second half. The second half is, and here the second half has Shom Shaychas to the first half. I don't know if we'll get to that or not, but at least the second half, Bifnei Atzma. What do you do if you don't know what to say? You're before. Meaning, you ate, let's say, pizza. And some people say you ate enough pizza to bench. Some people say you didn't. Or anything like that, that you get into a shayla, and you're not sure now if you ate enough of it, or you're not sure what it was. Was it really considered bread or not? And now you have a suffix by you if you're supposed to say ala michya or you're supposed to bench. What do you do if it's a suffix? Okay, so what's the din? So on this, the chai odom and the beir halacha are both the same on this, that if you have a tzad de rice, in other words, if you ate a little bit that you weren't full, if you only ate a little bit and your whole issue is the Rabbanon, because when you're not full, it's only the Rabbanon, you should get away with that. You should just do Al-Michi. But if you got full, so you're dealing with the Deraisa, then you've got to bench. You have to bench. If you're not sure what to do, you have to bench. But they have two separate reasons. And it's Azli L'tamai. The Chayyarim goes, he says, push it. Of course you have to bench. Because if you do al michya, you won't be yaitzim in the rice. What does he mean? L'shitasei. Because his shita is that three whole brachas are the rice. He goes with taisvis. And if you do al michya, your mamish not yaitzim. And also his shita is bris entire the rice. He holds if a person says al michya when he was supposed to bench, he was mamish mevatel mitzvah to say the rice. So memela, for him it's a pasha de cheshbin. That since it's a sofik al michya in benching, if you'll do al michya, you might be over the whole deraisa. If you bench, you'll be yaitzeh for sure, because it says beferish in Shulchan Aruch b'diavad, if you bench on alamichya, you're yaitzeh. So avada, you got to bench. The Beir Halacha says not so simple. He doesn't quote the Chayyarim at all. He just says on his own the Shaila and Sharetzion. He says because avada my shita, he says is that midaraisa either is fine. Midaraisa alamichya is fine. Which is, of course, l'shitasei, because he paskined that, like Rashi, Magen Avraham B'Shem Rashi, that midaraisa you could put all three into one bracha, and also he paskined that bris and tayr is derabban. So therefore, he says avada, we're not dealing with the deraisa here. Whatever you're going to say, you're okay midaraisa. You're only dealing with the derabban al michya versus bench. So oy bezoy, maybe we should be mekel. Zok the Sharetzion, no, I hold you have to bench anyway. Why? Dimyan to a din in Kriya Shema, that if you can't remember if you said Shachris this morning, you need to say Shema over because it's the Raisa. But not only that, but with Avarabo and Yetzirah and everything. I it's the Rabbanan. Zok the Sharetzion B'Shem, the Rishayim. The Rashba, I think, is yeah. That once they made you do it over, they do it over im hakol with the whole thing. Nemela zokta sharti, and same thing over here. Your root shaila is a deraisa shaila. Your real shaila is, did I eat bread and I'm chayv to bench me deraisa? So memela, once we paskin, yes, we make you do it the whole way with the whole three brachas. Okay. Now I just want to bring up something that there is a shtickel chiddush in that dimyan there, that the Sharetzion did, because in the case of Shema, you have a shaila de oraisa. Do I need to say Shema? Because I don't remember. So we say once we're machmer on the oraisa, we drag along the whole Yetzirah and Avar Ab and everything else.
I thought they didn't have Sheikhs to Shema.
They're not Ma'akiv, but they are called Brichas Kriya Shema. They're still, that's what the Gemara calls it, Shnaim Lefaneh, Shnaim Lachreah. So that's enough to, that they're dragged along. But here, we're talking about I ate pizza. Yeah? And now, my shaila is, do I make Alamichya or do I make Brichas Amazin? There is no Deraisa shaila here. I know I need to say one of these, and they're both fine. Midaraisa doesn't care. So it's not exactly the same thing as Shema, because by Shema, you do want to know if I need to say Shema or I don't need to say Shema. So we are saying a Deraisa Psak, which will drag along. Here, there is no Deraisa issue. The whole thing is Derbanan. What Nusach should I say? They're both fine. So the Nishar Tzin is saying that's true, but Seif Kol Seif, there is a Shaila. Do I have a Chiv Deraisa to bench? If it was Mizoinis, I don't. So even though in practical, the Shaila is only Derbanan Shaila, but the Yisoid of the Shaila is a Deraisa thing. Do I have a Chiv Deraisa to bench? That's already enough to be called that the root is a Deraisa. That's the Chiddush of the Shartz. They both say the same Raya from a Gemar. They come in, or that it comes out that they both pass in the same Psak. Mishnah Berurah and Chayyarim both say that in the case of a doubt, whether you should say Alamichi or a benching, you've got to do benching. Two different reasons. Chayyarim says because it's a Sveika Deraisa L'chumra, and the Mishnah Berurah says because even though it's a Derabbanan, but its root is a Deraisa. The Gemara is the same Gemara. There's a Maisa that the Gemara brings with Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, I think. Rabban Gamliel, as we said before, he held that you bench on grapes, on all the Shiva Samin. And Rabbi Akiva didn't hold that way. So Rabban Gamliel had a Suda there of Shiva Samin. And then he told Rabbi Akiva, you bench. So Rabbi Akiva jumped up there and he said Alamichi. So Rabbi Gamliel said some sharp lashon to him. What kind of a thing is that? Your machnis, your roish between harim gedolim, that you know it's a whole machlok. It's between me and the chachamim that I say it's benching and the chachamim say it's Alamichi, and you are just machnis your roish into the machlok. That was the taina he had against him. There's for sure Rabbi Kiva in that Mishnah.
Yeah. I think it's Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Yeshua. Don't worry about it, you have to listen.
You have to listen to him. But here, so what do you want, though? There's a machlokes is going on here.
It's nothing, it's best. I mean, that was one psak.
He said, because of Atem, Afilu Mezidin.
It's not like he felt he had to.
Yeah, it was by Kiddush HaChodesh, because the din is that whatever Bezdin does. Okay, so anyway, Frek the Chai Odom and the Sharatzi in the same Kash. They say like this. What does he have Tainus on him for? He wasn't Machnis his Roish between the Harim Gedolim. He just said, I don't know. Since I don't know, I said Al Michi. What's your tie on? Elamai, vice is from the Gemara. If you don't know, you bench. From this Gemara, this is the Makor that they brought. They both brought the same Raya.
Yeah, bring the Raya if I can. Bring the Raya from Rabbi Akiva. If you don't know, you say
Elamichya. Why? Rabbi Akiva, the truth was, Rabbi Akiva said, I know. Rabbi Gamliel had tainus on him. He says, that's wrong of you. You shouldn't have passed in the thing which is such a machlekes between Harim Gedolim. And Rabbi Kiva said, I did. But in other words, you see that when you wouldn't know, the right thing would be to bench. So that's the Makar they bring. Okay? Now, okay, so Ad Khan, we just finished up the whole Psak of tonight. And now we just go into a little lumbus. But first, the Psak. We came out like this. If a person, Bidiyevid, said Alamichya when he was supposed to bench, he should try to be machmer and eat over and bench. If a person doesn't know if he's chayiv al michya or benching, he's beforehand, he doesn't know what to do. If he only ate a little bit, he should say al michya. But if he ate a sviya, then he's got a bench. Okay. Now we'll go into Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger kanira holds mamish the opposite. Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that if a person is mesupik al michya or benching, you do al michya. Okay, I don't think that this would be Lamaisa, because if the Mishnah Berurah and Chayyot are both Paskin Lamaisa, we'd probably go with Mishnah Berurah and Chayyot. Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that you do al michya. What's Rabbi Kiva Eger's makar? Mefur Shadin, Shulchan Aruch. He says, there's Shulchan Aruch talks about Pas, Abal Bikist, right? Better known as cake, right? Now, the Shulchan Aruch has three sheetas. What is Pas, Abal Bikist? The one sheeta is, it's filled. It's like pie, which has fruit filled. The one shita, thin, right? That it's like wafers, like crackers, like thin. And the third shita, that the dough is sweet. It has a lot of sweet mesikas, like dvash and things in the dough. Okay. And each one is saying, this is the thing which is called the mezoinus. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch says, we're not machri on this. We don't know which one is the one. Memeila, just say mezoinis on all three, and alamichia on all three. So, the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I see over here, that it says, the feirsh in Shulchan Aruch, that you ate this thing, let's say you ate the thin one, or you ate the whatever, whichever one it is that you ate. And it's a big machlekes, if it was alamichia or benching. And you do alamichia. So you see beferish in Shulchan Aruch that the din is when it's a sofik, you do ala michya. And he ends up with a kasha. He says he doesn't know why it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that at least the Yerei Shamayim should try to avoid this, because he brings in another later on place where it has such a kind of machlekas and it writes in Shulchan Aruch beferish. Abol Yerei Shamayim should avoid.
By Tillin, he says to wear both
with Tam. The Shulchan Aruch says it there too. Okay.
I think so.
Okay, very good. So then why here? But here, Mamash, by benching itself, a few sifim later, it has a whole case by benching that there was a person who ate a thing that was first a blila ova, and then he fried it basically like a donut, and it says a machlekes, is it benching or not? So it says the Yerei Shamayim should try to avoid it. So how come it doesn't say that here? So this is l'chayr, a very strong raya straight out of Shulchan Aruch, that when you're not sure if you should bench or you should say alamichya, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you say alamichya. So, what's the teretz? In other words, what's doing with the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyarah? Yeah, loy ne'ala mehem adin to sifim earlier. So the teretz is that if you look over there in the Be'er Lacha, he brings the Rabbi Kiva Eger. He just brings the part that the Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered. Why doesn't at least Yer Shemaim should avoid it? And he brings a teretz from the Maimer Mordechai. The Maimer Mordechai said that we are much more makel here, because we aren't even so sure that these three opinions are really arguing with each other. Maybe they're all Elu Ve'elu. Maybe they're all possible Bikisn. Memela, since they're all, we're not, it's not Borer, but it could very well be that all three are Alamichia. So Memela, that's why we're Makel over here. If it would be a real Machlekes that he's saying Azoy and he's saying Azoy Avada, we would say you should be Mach. So Avada, that Mishnah Berurah is totally totally with this Mishnah Berurah. But at least Rabbi Kiva Eger himself seems to take out of the Shulchan Aruch that when you have a machlekes, you do alamichya and not benching. So fine, but l'chayr, we're going to still paskin with the others. Now the question is, but l'chayr, we should at least be able to figure out from this Rabbi Kiva Eger that he must hold that when a person b'di'evid said alamichya, when he was supposed to bench, The first part of what we were talking about, that you're yoytze b'di'evad with alamichya. Because if the Rabbi Kiva Eger would hold that alamichya is ma'akiv, that it's ma'akiv, that alamichya is puzzle, how could it possibly be that you should say alamichya when you might be saying brachal vatala? Meaning, just to bring it out, What do you do if a person drank some kind of juice from one of the Shiva Saminim? And there's a machloikis on this juice. Do you do Bayer Nefashis or do you do Alaites? Right? It's not so hard to have that. A very simple thing. You squeeze it. And it's a machloikis right there. If you make Alaites or Bayer Nefashis. So what do you do? So Shteit Mishabur Gurnisht. That's what you do. Nothing. You're stuck. You can't do anything. What are you going to do? You can't say Bayer Nefashis. You can't say Alaites. You're stuck. So now the same thing. If you ate something and there's a machloikis here, some say you got to say bench. Some say you have to say alamich. Okay, so now if you bench, nishta zoy gefarlich, because for sure benching is good with the end. But Rabbi Kveger is saying say alamich. How could Rabbi Kveger possibly say such a thing if you're not yoytze misafik? Then of course you can't say alamich. You can't say alamich if you might not be yoytze. So l'chayra, it should be a raya that Rabbi Kveger also holds that al-michia is good b'di'evid when you're supposed to bench. L'chayra. But on this, I want to say a big yisoid from the Taz, and then it's not a raya azoivak from Rabbi Kveger. The Taz has a shayla about pasabov b'kisnin, which, you know, we just went through it, that there's 3 days. What should you say bracha rishayin? So we all know that we make a mezainus. We don't say hamayis. So the Taz is bothered. Why? Why should you say mezainus? Now some say because b'diavad mezainus is always good anyways, even if you were supposed to say hamayis. But he doesn't say that. It's mashma from the Taz that he doesn't hold that way. He holds mezainus is not good b'diavad for hamayis. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he brings the Taz, he explains that b'feirish. No, mezainus is bracha levatol. If it was supposed to be hamayis. So then why do you say mezainus? Zok betaz, because before you baked it, when it was in the state of dough, and it was for sure not bread, avada the bracha used to be mezainus. Now the shaila is, did it become hamoitzi or not? If you're not sure that it became hamoitzi, say mezainus. That's what the Taz says. So the shayla, but what are you saying? Lamaisa, what are you saying? It is a machlekes if it's mezainus or hamoitzi, and it might be a bracha levatal. So Shulchan Aruch Harav is masber this Taz. The Taz is saying a major lumdus, that the pshat is like this. Any time that you have a food that has a base bracha, like it's mezainus at first, and now it might have had an iluya, which raised it up from mezainus up to hamoitzi, then Chazal say like this. If you can make the higher level bracha because it became borer, that it went up to the higher level, then that takes away the lower bracha. But when there's a doubt on the higher bracha and you have some kind of ikuva where you can't do the higher bracha, then the lower bracha stays in place. A moyer dika klal. Because in Arzat, that's what the Taz is saying. It started as dough. So dough you know you have. So you had a mezoinus here. Now the issue is you may have gone up to a higher level of hamaitzi, but it's a machlekes. So then you don't lose the lower base level. So even though usually if a person says mezoinus on a piece of bread, it's a bracha levatola. But over here, if you said mezoinus on this piece of bread, it's a bracha ksheira. Because since you can't say the hamoitzi misafik, then we keep you on the lower level. Oh, moyer dika taz. So im kain pshats like this. The same exact thing that the Taz said for mezoinus hamoitzi can also be said for alamichya bench. That la'olam Rabbi Kveger could tell you that if you said alamichya on benching lo yotza. It's mamish, the same like mezoinus on hamoitzi is lo yotza. But the pshat is, this thing used to be dough. Say the same words as the Taz said. And when it was dough, it was alamich. Now it became nishtan le'iluya, then it became bread, so the rabbanon want to make a harder and more chashiva bracha. But if you cannot do this for some reason because it's a machlekes and you can't do the benching, then it never loses the base bracha of alamichya. So memela, you say alamichya. So in other words, the pshat is, and we're talking about the rabbanans here, of course. So I'm going with the Mishnah Berurah Shita that midrai said we don't care what you say. Alamichya is good, benching is good, but the chachamim made stages that there's a base one of alamichya. If it gets choshever, you've got to make the whole three brachas. But if you have a case where you're stuck, where you're ma'ukav, that you can't say the fancier one because it's a machlekes, you don't lose the base one. So memela, Rabbi Kiveger is not muchach. He may only be saying this by a case where it's a suffik. So since it's a suffik, because I don't know if it's basa bekisnin, so Dr. Rabbi Kiveger that you should say ala michya, because since I can't say benching, say ala michya. But what if it was regular, normal bread? And you said al michya b'mei or whatever. You said the wrong thing. It's not muchach. Rabbi Kiveger holds your yaitzi. That's what I want to say.
So what was Rabbi Kiveger's raya? If Rabbi Kiveger holds it, so what was Rabbi Kiveger's raya b'chlau from Basel Bokistan?
Well, Rabbi Kiveger brought a raya for the case of suffering. He said, "What do you do when you have a suffering? When it's a shayla?"
You don't know.
I don't know. Am I supposed to bench or
from
Basel Bavikisnik, right, where I don't know there also, and it said do amen.
So, if Rebbe's right,
right,
that we don't have a halacha from Rebbe Kiveger on this,
you don't have a halacha from Rebbe Kiveger on the case where
the case
he ate bread.
But what's Rebbe Kiveger's raya? In other words, Kiva Eger should never have had a raya because Basimor Bekisnin is different.
No, he brought a raya for that case, Gufa. He wanted to give you a raya. What do you do if you ate a thing which is a suffix?
Oh, Basimor Bekisnin.
Like that, or any suffix. Right. He never brought a raya to the other thing from there. He brought a raya only to that itself, in the Chanami. Okay, so that's, and I want to just be Messiah with that. We had a Avi Ezri and Megillah, which is mamish the same svar as the Taz. He explains the Rambam that way. That if you are a city which doesn't know if you're a 14th or a 15th, it says in the Rambam that you should say al mikra megillah with brachas and do everything on the 14th. And there's a whole shayla how the Rambam explains it. It's tough to read it, what he's explaining. Zokta abiyazri, the pshat azoy. Every single city in Klal Yisrael really has a base chiv to say megillah on the 14th. Because that was when Klal Yisrael in general was saved. If you're a krach, you have an added maila that you have an extra thing. You're like Shushan, so you should do the 15th. But the pshat is if you're a varai 15th, so you go liluya, then you say and mimele, and even it's makit. You've got to do it on the 15th. You can't be it's even b'dievet on the 14th. But if you have some kind of problem because you don't know if you're a 15th. So then whenever you're mu'ukav on doing the extra thing, then you do the 14th mitam vadai. I thought it was like mamish the same kind of logic as the Taz. It's the same thing. As memela, the hayotze mikol anal is that by the first shayla, when you set al michya, it's you shouldn't be saying you should try to bench over and get something to eat. And the second shayla, if you're not sure, al michya are benching, you bench. Okay.
Just next week. 1 week off.